Richie grunted. Come on, kids. Your mom will be waiting for you. Although he was unmated, he had dozens of kids with five different mothers. He was a good dad, though, financially and emotionally supportive. Never missed a single baseball game, school play, or ballet recital. In that sense, he was very unlike Harper's nomadic father, who could go for months at a time without contacting her, though Lucien did actually consider that to be full-time parenting. Gathering his tools, Richie spoke.
Where's your bodyguard?
Tanner has the night off since I'm riding home with Knox. Her mate was a busy guy, so their workdays didn't always finish at the same time. I'm meeting Knox at his office, and then we're going out for a meal. Honestly, she didn't feel up to it. She was so tired that her mind was foggy with exhaustion, and all she wanted to do was go home and crash. Not that there would be much point in that. Sleep hadn't been coming easy to her lately. That might not have been so bad, since, as a rule, demons didn't need much sleep and could even go days without it. But when she did sleep, it was restless and didn't restore her energy.
Want us to walk?